you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, the first story is a story you're very familiar with, because on Kaya Biz a few years ago, you once featured this bank and you used to speak to your founders very frequently.
Oh, yeah, the YWN Bank. That's a young woman's bank that was essentially said to be the first female-owned and black-led bank in South Africa. Now, essentially, it started off as a cooperative by Ntabeleng Dikotsi and then tried to move into getting a mutual license, subsequently trying to then become a commercial bank. Now, over the years, we've covered this story extensively, just understanding the basis of the business case and more so even understanding the intricacies of the regulatory compliance that they need to follow up with. Now, this morning, if I'm not mistaken, the City Press is actually reporting that they find themselves in hot water once again. This is after one of their biggest investors and potential shareholders, a company called AfriBiz Financial Services, says it's now taking legal action against YWBN Cooperative Financial Institution and its founder, Ntabeleng Dikotsi. Now, this is after they say that they believe that the bank or institution had failed to comply with the necessary rules and regulations in terms of governance after making a 9 million rand investment in the business. Now, this investment was made to lead to a 26% stake in shareholding in the institution, but since then has not taken place. You might recall as well, over 2 years ago, we had a follow-up conversation with the founder regarding the CIPC ordering YWBN Bank to actually return money to its investors after it had failed to comply with mismanagement as well as transparency that was required in order for it to start its mutual bank. So ultimately, because that fell through, the shareholding or share deal then could not be followed through on. So it does seem as though this dates back then to the issues regarding governance, transparency and compliance with having to register a mutual bank in a country like South Africa. Now, again, it just highlights the level of complexity that is involved in terms of funding and also making sure that there's full transparency once you start taking people's deposits. But also a lesson for many of us as South Africans that whilst we rally behind particular movements and institutions, we do need to make sure that we do ask for just for a lot more clarity and detail, especially just to ensure that these individuals and institutions are ones that we can trust in taking these particular deposits. So it's still a developing story, but we'll continue to follow up on it on Kaya Biz.
Also, a big week as looking at the SARB's interest and interest rates this week.
Oh, for sure. Lesetja Kganyago and members of the MPC this Thursday will give us an update in terms of their interest rate decision. Now, for many of us as South Africans, you might recall last year, towards the last quarter of the year, we saw cumulative 75 basis point cuts, which did bring about some level of reprieve for many South Africans, as we did see a pickup in shopping and consumer trends, specifically during the holiday season, not only in April, but also in December. Now, bear in mind that we do see a strong reliance on the CPI figures, and that came in at about 2.8%. For the month of April last month. So I'm not sure. Many economists are saying that we need to sit tight because ultimately we saw an increase in the fuel levy. There's still quite a lot of volatility happening in the international markets, especially when it comes to geopolitics. If that plays an influence with the rand, that will continue then to influence the fuel price too, where we do see oil has been increasing slightly. So I guess all expectations right now are just for interest rates to remain steady.
And what are the markets looking like?
The markets, we need to remember that it is Memorial Day in the US, so officially the start of their summer. Expect lots of barbecues to take place there. And that does mean that it's a bank holiday, essentially a public holiday, meaning that the markets in the US will be closed. In South Africa, though, the momentum continues. We'll see the All Share Index open up from 93,528 points today. Currency-wise, we had 1782 to the greenback, 2419 to the British pound, and against the euro, we had 2032.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.